My great-aunt smiles. Do you understand the offer of parole? I can release you to live with us here in my nephew's castle, but you have to promise not to run away. The girl turns her head, frowning. It's almost as if she's listening for advice. Then she shakes her head. I know this parole. It is when one knight makes a promise to another. They have rules, as if they were jousting. I'm not like that. My words are real. Not like a troubadour's poem. And this is no game for me.
Maid, parole is not a game, Aunt Jahan interrupts.
The girl looks at her. Oh, but it is, my lady. The noblemen are not serious about these matters. Not serious like me. They play at war and make up rules. They ride out and lay waste to good people's farms. And laugh as the thatched roofs burn. Besides, I cannot make promises. I am promised already.
To the one who wrongly calls himself the King of France?
To the King of Heaven.
My great aunt pauses for a moment's thought. I will tell them to